Hey there, thank you for being here with us today at Builders Trust Podcast. I'm Patrick Clare, Build Safety Consultant for Builders Trust of New Mexico. Today we're going to be discussing the DART calculation. It's that time of season for employers that have 10 or more employees to get their OSHA 300 forms completed, as the 300A form must be posted in a common area at your workplace between February 1st and April 30th of each year. The OSHA DART rate. DART, standing for days away, restricted, or transferred, is a metric used by Occupational Health and Safety Administration, known as OSHA, to measure workplace safety. It reflects the number of work-related injuries and illnesses that result in employees being unable to work, being placed on restricted duty, or being transferred to another job. The formula for OSHA DART rate calculations is very simple. What you basically do to find your DART rate is add the number of recordable incidences that you have in columns H and I. So whatever number you have in column H and whatever have in column I, you add those together. And then you multiply that by 200,000. Then you divide that by the total number of hours worked by all employees at your workplace. So here's some steps to calculate the DART rate. First, you're going to determine the number of DART incidences you have. So what you're going to do, like I said earlier, is add up columns H and I together. And then after you do that, you're going to, in step two, find the total employee hours worked. So you add up the total hours worked by all employees. This includes all your office people as well as your field people, anybody that's employed during the reporting period of that year. And then three, use the standard OSHA multiplier, which is 200,000. This represents the number of hours that 100 employees would work in a year, assuming each works 40 hours per week for 50 weeks. And then step four, you plug the values into the formula. Multiply the number of DART incidences that you got by 200,000. Then you divide the results by the total number of hours worked by all employees, and there you have it. So here, I'll just give you an example. So say I have in columns H of my 300 form, 2 days away. And then in column I, right next to it, I have three job transfers or restrictions. So I add those two together, 2 plus 3, I have 5. So that's 5 DART incidences that I have. So once I get that number, now I'm going to get the total number of hours worked by all employees. So in this example, it will be 250,000 hours. So to get your DART rate calculation, I'm going to take the number 5, because I added columns H and I together, 2 plus 3 is 5. I'm going to take the 5, multiply it by 200,000. Then I'm going to divide that answer by 250,000, because that's the total hours worked, and I get 4. So in this example, the OSHA DART rate is 4. Meaning that there are 4 DART incidents per 100 employees in a year. So why is the DART rate important? Well, it provides insight into workplace safety performance for general contractors, especially if they're like hiring subcontractors. They're going to want to know, you know, how safe they are, what their experience modifier is. It also allows comparison with industry benchmarks. So a lower DART rate incident or indicates a safer work environment. So it is critical. It gives a lot of information. So that's all we have for this episode today. Thank you again for being here. As always, if you have any questions, which This time of year, we do get a lot of people calling us and asking for assistance, and that's what we do. You can call us at our office at 505-345-3477. You can even visit us on our website at builderstrust.com or download our app at the Google Play or Apple Store. So until next time, have a great day and be safe.